Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
If all we did for the rest of the few Sundays we have is to bless God, I don't think it will be too much. Because this year the Lord has mercifully helped us. There are some of us who woke up on our birthdays and we wept. But today, the Lord has mercifully helped us. Some of us lost loved ones. But the Lord still gave us grace to say, blessed be the name of the Lord. In spite of everything, we are still here. Giving glory to Him, thanking Him. He is our God. We are His children. We are not bastards. Lord, we love you. And Lord, we thank you. Thank you. Proverbs 20:27 says the spirit of a man is what? Is what? Give me the King James version, then we'll move to Amplified. The spirit of man is what? The candle of the Lord. And what does it do? It searches all the inward parts of the belly. That's speaking about your spirit. That's how you know things. The spirit of man is speaking about a spiritual man. 2023 is the year of the Josephs. Alright? Not necessarily pastors. Say, the spirit of a man is likened to a candle. By the time you look at the original rendition of this word candle, one of the words is lamp. A lamp. The kind of lamp we use when we were growing up, and you have to clean it. If you don't clean those, what we call it shade in those days, but the glass, then even though there may be fire in it, but it's not really doing so much. Come on, are we together? So this year, we have to prepare to deliberately sharpen our spirits. You may be anointed, but you may be rusty. So it's likened to a candle, which means if you don't take care of it, if you expose that candle to strong winds, it can blow you out. So don't just protect your career this new year. Protect the fire. Protect the fire of God in your life. Be careful who you listen to. Be careful who you sell your soul to. It doesn't always have to be easy. But you need grace to keep moving on. At the end of the day, when you are dead, God does not judge the applause of men. He judges your faithfulness to Him. Are you here? God judges what? Your personal faithfulness to Him. Not how many people are clapping for you. The spirit of a man is the candle. It is that by your spirit that the Lord brings you supernatural direction. He leads you. So anytime somebody is asking you, let's do this thing. If you notice the fire is not responding in that direction, don't go. And this has nothing to do with being a pastor. This is the regular Christian life. Regular. The normal Christian. Not the one that God has called to ministry. That you are a normal Christian. Your spirit should be on fire. So we are going to take personal responsibility for that this year. I said to those in the first service, make out a time quarterly, every quarter of next year. Go on a retreat. Fast for 2 days, 3 days. Just wait on the Lord. Refresh your spirit. Don't respond to WhatsApp. You can fast from WhatsApp. Yeah. Fast from WhatsApp. 7 days, nothing will happen. When you are fasting, don't post things. Just stay away. Nobody is looking for you on WhatsApp. Don't have this feeling of self-importance. I told you, if you die, that's the day you will know you don't have family. Because half of the people that will come for your burial, maybe they just came because of their friend. They don't even know you. So don't live for men. Don't live for men. Don't drive 140 kilometers per hour simply because you have a very solid car. Think of your wife. Think of your children. I'm not talking about a car. I'm talking about the decisions that you'll be making in the new year. Wherever you are, whether you're educated or you didn't finish secondary school, it doesn't matter. But what are you deciding today? You can decide to start again. But you will know the direction in when your spirit begins to burn in the direction of the counsels you are receiving. When Jesus was speaking to those disciples on the road of Emmaus, they said that our hearts not born. The moment there was the Spirit of God was speaking, their spirit resonated. Not just because it's a good idea. Some of you will agree with me that every time you lost money, it was because you didn't wait to hear God. Who knows about that? Me, I've lost money in millions, not even like millions. There's no amount I can lose now that can break my heart. I've lost everything, sat down on the floor, encouraged myself, and walked away again. Is that bad? So now, I just live day by day. Anything God gives me today, I will eat. Tomorrow is another day. Protect the fire of God in your life. Tell your neighbor, protect the fire. Because when Joseph stands before Pharaoh, he has 5 minutes. He won't have time to pray. Oh, Pharaoh, the first and the second dream are the same. That's all. There's no need to be saying, did you see any bicycle? Okay, when you saw that fat cow, okay, did one have horn? I thought they said this guy can interpret. Where did you get this joker from? No time. 5 minutes with royalty, you've got to know what you are doing. Say, Father, I receive grace to protect the fire. That fire will sit on top of your gift. If you are someone that operates in certain divine abilities, the fire sits on your gift. That gift will save your life. So if you're a dreamer and somebody is telling you it's not about dream, what do you know? After all, you are not a dreamer. The calling of Joseph was not even to be a dreamer. It was to be a king. But God encapsulated that calling in an ability, dreams. Is somebody here? I'm saying God needs to introduce you to your own gift. Because even from the very first day, he was seeing stars bowing to him. The brothers knew what it meant. The owner of the dream could not even see it. Is it possible that you are that gifted and that powerful that it even blinds you? And you don't even know that inside this, in quote, weak vessel, is a king. A man that will gain the audience of Pharaoh. Do you know that for you to be a close associate of Pharaoh, you must be castrated? But they exempted that one for Joseph. Gave him a fine wife. ...2023... is our season. It is the season of grains. It is the season for divine provision based on wisdom. It's also the season of forgiveness. Because I tell you, if Joseph refused to forgive, his tenure will be terminated. So don't go into the new year with past hurt. Thank God you are still alive. Forgive, let it go. You are better than this. Some of the most unforgiving people are pastors. So I also say to you, pastors, forgive. Most times, pastors are very unforgiving because they have to deal with a lot and nobody expects them to speak out. After all, you're a pastor. So people can step things that nobody and everybody can do to you. If you are in the office, they do it to you and expect you that you should be an example of Jesus Christ. Excuse me, might try it more. Don't try it again. You were expected to be a Christian. Sometimes people step on you because they know you can't actually do anything because you are very peaceful. They've seen you that this one does not like fight. And now God is even saying, He's not even asking you to revenge. He's saying, let it go. You are smiling. Are you remembering anything? Tell your neighbor, let it go. A simple message. Because there are things that I call fire killers. Resentment. Unforgiveness. Those who didn't stand with you when you needed someone to stand with you. You have to protect the fire. There is a promise for the supply of the Spirit. Listen to me. God will pay your bills. Some of you have never had a miracle financially before. But watch out. I said watch out. Your problem is that you think you are responsible for yourself. You are not. That's your problem. So you are killing the fire. A few weeks ago, I was seriously grieved. And I almost destroyed somebody. I was seriously grieved. The Lord did not say I should not do it. That's the funny thing. He didn't hold me back. All he just says, control yourself. Control yourself. Control yourself. Control yourself. Control yourself. Because I wanted to walk into the office and these were the exact words I wanted to say to that woman. From today, until I see otherwise, you will experience excruciating pain. Everything you love will be taken from you. Your husband will call me and beg me, and I will not listen. Your family members will call me and beg me, and I will not listen. And you will suffer until, if peradventure, within the space of 3 years, if you are still alive, then I will release you. Because she seriously grieved me. And I don't have the details to go through that. So even if the Lord says forgive, have you ever been compared to forgive and then you started weeping? Do you know that experience? Because you could not do what you would have wanted to do and you start weeping. And you can't even tell anybody why you are weeping. So let it go. What's done is done. Let it go. Are we together? Let it go. We are Christians, so let it go. Let's look forward to a new beginning. Let's look forward to restorations. We all make mistakes. But that you cannot say you are sorry, that one is a very big problem. So, today is the day for restoration. Hallelujah. Somebody stole from me about 2 years ago. He stole. And after he was found to be a highway robber, a professional thief, so I had to let him go. But, you know, somewhere in my heart, I was still bitter about it. Then a few weeks ago, I just got back from church on Sunday. Around 6 p.m., I was having my lunch. And then I got a call from a strange number. And it was this particular fellow. And he said, oh, he's so person. I said, which one? Because I know more than one. And he said, oh, this one. I said, oh, how are you? He said, I'm fine. He said, I'm at your gate. So the question is, how did you bypass the security and come to the... And then all of a sudden, all the pain came back. All the lies came back. And I became very angry again, just looking into his face. So he prostrated and said, oh, please, I need you to forgive me. I said, I forgive you. Is that not what I should say as a Christian? I said, I forgive you. Even though I'm squeezing my face, but I'm saying, I forgive you. Sometimes you know you've not forgiven. I try to convince yourself that you are forgiving, but you know that if you get some frying pan now, you will knock it on his head. You know frying pan? There's a way that thing sounds. Just. Okay, now that I've hit your head, I forgive you now. You can go. And I realized that even as a Christian, as a pastor, I struggled. There were Chinese men with us and all of that. The guy was prostrate. I said, please, we are in the midst of Weibo people. Don't do this. Don't do this. I cancel my visa. Don't do this. The guy was rolling on the floor. You know, I didn't even flinch. I was in... It's like everything just happened again for me. Then I said, oh boy, you have a problem. So I had to look myself in the mirror and say, something is happening to you. Maybe you have a problem. And I was still trying to justify, oh, he has my ATM pin, he has this, he has access to my system, he has this, he has that. Too much proximity. And I was trying to rationalize why I had the right to be angry. But all I was seeing by the side is, you have a problem. So don't even play that righteous game. All of you looking at me as if you don't have witches and wizards that you're after. Don't even play that game. We are not going into 2023 with all that rubbish. Say amen. So let it go. When you go back and apologize, after all this service, some of you have to make phone calls. Don't pick your phone and say, oh, hello, is that Michael? Sorry, I just want to say sorry about the other day. No. That's not how to apologize. You go to him and say, Damola, I hurt you and I am in need of your forgiveness. Don't behave like an English. You are not... When I did this and I did this and I did this, I didn't realize how much I had hurt you. I am sorry. It's different from sorry. Maybe no. Because somewhere in your mind, you're expecting him to, as a Christian, to say it doesn't matter. It matters. I want to hear you say it. Don't use braggadocious whatever to just say sorry and then expect it. It's not fine. Meanwhile, you go and be telling everybody, and I've apologized to her. You didn't apologize, sir. You said sorry. You said sorry, but you are not sorry. I spoke against you, and I am sorry. And I just want you to know, I feel so terrible about what I've done. And please, I want you to forgive me. If anything, it will earn you greater respect. That we still have men who can say genuine, who can give genuine apology. When David sinned against the Lord, he went before the Lord, he stripped himself naked. So you say, his Old Testament. Who told his Old Testament? He stripped himself. Naked, I came into the world. He started rolling on the floor. Say hallelujah. Father, thank you for the blood of Jesus. It's because it was not your own son that died. If it was your son that died for the sins of everybody, and someone just crossed his leg, say hallelujah. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood has dried though. You can never be forgiven. See this right in your pocket. So I say hallelujah. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. If I was an angel, I'll go and bring my koboko. Just finish your prayer. Let's flog you. Tell your neighbor, forgive. Tell your neighbor, let it go. We can all do better. We are not perfect. I used to say to my wife that I think God picked the wrong person for this job because I'm not a very strong person physically. I get tired easily. If I trek from here to here, 2 weeks ago, I had to trek from Okwebi to this church. I was lost in thought. I parked my car, started trekking. People are looking at me on the road like a homeless. It was why this fasting was on. You know, by the time I got back to church, my Google tracking, Google Fit, told me I have broken a record. That since I've been using this Google app for brisk walking, for exercise, I've never checked like this. Sent me a message, congratulations, gave me a big star. Because I was just, you know, funny thing, I dressed like a casual person. I wore slippers. And I was just walking around. Shala Devensel. Okay, let me take bus here. Salvation bus stop. No bus. Let me check to the other front. Shala Devensel. Before I knew it, I was on the express. There's traffic. Oh. Let me take bus here. After waiting for like 20 minutes, let me take. Before I knew it, I was in Keystone Bank. By the time I got here, my legs were shaking. It was a very lonely moment. I just needed to blow off steam. Find your way to cope. Whichever way, don't give up. Tell your neighbor, don't give up. I want to assure you, this time next year, those of you who are single, you will not be alone. Those of you trusting God for a child, you will be here with your child. Now, this is not like, I'm not angry. I just want to make a comment. I'm not angry. We had a online prayer meeting for those trusting God for the fruit of the womb. Some of you were there. Some of you were not there. Because you don't have to be there. You know, after that meeting, I observed something. When we are done with the meeting, something happened. I'm not angry. I'm just making a comment. But I observed it and I was scared. We had quite a number of people in that meeting. By the time we were done with that meeting, only 6 people, by the time we were done, just said, God bless you, Pastor. Out of everybody who was in that meeting. The first person that said, God bless you, Pastor, called me last week to say she's already pregnant. The first person. And she connected from another country. See this thing called gratitude. This thing called gratitude. It's not for me. I don't need to thank you. But I just observed something. This generation that Paul spoke about in Timothy, he said they are not grateful. Tell your neighbor, clean up. Tell your neighbor, clean up. Then you go back home. Tell your husband, thank you. I know we are Christians. We are doing it for God. If anybody has stood with you this year, don't send a text. Text message has no emotion. Some of you have been in churches where preaching time is sleeping time. Some of you have been to churches before now that you don't really expect to hear anything that will bless you. It's the same thing. Don't take it for granted. Don't take for granted that you have a pastor that doesn't use kona-kona to collect offering from you. Don't take it for granted. I can abuse my gift, and only God will know. I said I can abuse my gift, and between me and only God will know that what I did, He didn't send me. Don't expect that it's normal for your wife to cook for you. Where I come from in Mexico. Okay, let us share the grace. You people don't believe that I came from Mexico. People argue with me on where I came from. Can you imagine? I don't even know where I came from again. If you are rich, your wife does not cook. You get a cook. Fine cook. Go and watch Telemundo or something. I don't even know. Am I even saying the right thing? Is it Telemundo? It's not that I'm watching it too. I'm just telling. Hallelujah. This time next week, according to church, religion, and whatever, Jesus would have been born, I think. So let's be grateful. Let's be grateful that we are not on admission and the doctor is not telling us they need to amputate our legs or whatever. Let's be grateful. Don't casualize the blessings of God. I don't casualize the fact that God put Pastor Ayojeje in my life. I don't casualize. Is my wife here? I don't casualize the fact that, okay, she's at the back. That God has given me a very good wife. Because, hello, calm down. Calm down, calm down. You even let me say what I want to say now. Because the truth is, this last, how many years now? Is it 12, 13? I'm constantly reminded of my character flaws. Not like, maybe the best way to put it is that she deserves better. Maybe that's the best way to, she's a correct person. So you don't owe anybody an apology for being grateful. If they don't like it, they can change the channel. You could have married someone that will kill you. Like that brother I told, the Lord is no more in this relationship. Don't marry her, I refuse. Because they've been in a relationship for 7 years. And so what? The lady stood over his head in the middle of the night with a dagger, wanting to stab him. That's when he realized the marriage was over. They are divorced now. Both of them speak in tongues. So don't casualize that you came home and made food. You can pour sand inside that thing. And you must eat it. Okay, you don't want to eat it, Abby. You want problem in this house. If you have been blessed with good friends, don't casualize it. Yeah. You know, there are some women, if they give you something, you don't eat it, you are going to have a problem. You have to eat it. They'll say, they had a problem at work and I knew I was going to be fired. And my wife told me, go and sleep. I'll never forget that day. That case turned. You know, I was too afraid to pray. I don't know if you have ever been there. Like, a reality is tearing you in the face. It's just like the case happened on Friday. They are deciding your case on Monday. You see that 3 days in between. Hey, It was like the longest. You play all the scenarios in your head. My wife told me, go and sleep. I'll pray for you. So don't take it for granted that certain people are there. It's not because you are nice. You are not a nice person. Even the angels, the archangels, they know you are not nice. They are just managing you. Don't take it for granted that you still have an aged mother or an aged father. They may not have been there for you, but all of a sudden, it's making sense that you actually still have someone you can call your mother. Don't take it for granted. There was one lady I liked. Her name is Dami. The day she mentioned, we were just talking, she just said that she can't marry anybody that has mother. I unheard what God said. Oh my. She can sing like a nightingale. She sings well, but it doesn't matter anymore. She wants my mother dead. And if you've lost your parents, and God has helped you so far, be grateful. There's always a reason to be grateful. Some of you have 1,235 naira 79 kobo. There's nothing to even change to the new currency because the money is not useful. But you are here. Nobody looks at you like you have a problem. Nobody's avoiding you. Somebody said to me, the person said, Pastor, you don't know what you mean to us. Me, I thought it's the same. You want to whine me, you know. And then the person asked me a question. So when would you like to leave the country, travel for vacation? I said, I don't know. I'm serving God. She said, Pastor, I'm not talking about money. Just pick a date. I said, I don't know. Let me think about it. The person now, the husband now called, like, Pastor, no, we are not joking. Like, pick a date. Say, we'll send a letter. We'll do everything. I said, why me? People can have resources and keep it for me. So be grateful. If you have a friend that can tell you he has 10 million, he's not afraid to tell you he has 10 million. That means you're a good friend. Because some of you, when you hear 10, you don't even know if it's 10 couple or 10. You start sending tests. Actually, I have no idea. You're a bad friend. Finally, don't take it for granted that you have the capacity to love somebody. Despite all you have been through, you can still look at somebody and you have genuine love and concern for them. Don't take it for granted. Because some people, their hearts, you see the stone that they use to make air fire. That's the kind of stone that they use in making their heart. They are very hard, very vengeful, very wicked. You can't appease them. So today, if you are married, if your husband doesn't tell you thank you, just send me a message. I will call him like the Lord spoke to me and I will say, I will just play a fast one. If your husband does not appreciate you today, after stressing you for 1 whole year, if he does not appreciate you, just send me a text. Once I see a text, I will arrange something. I will arrange some of my boys in Maryland there. When we get to your car, we'll just harass him. We'll harass him. We'll not see her. See his wife. His wife self resemble better person. This man doesn't say it's because your wife won't beat you. Oh yeah, take your wife. Take. Once you achieve, I just send me a message, Pastor, I feel you. I say, hey, next time. Some people are not even aware that it was something we were doing before God called us. They think we're on the altar praying. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, I love you with the love of Jesus Christ. And I'm glad that you are part of my life. And I prophesy 2023, The Lord will grant your desires. Please rise on your feet.